This is Twit.
So, so we're coming off of last week, the excitement of Andy Rubin and Essential being unleashed amongst the world. And a good sign to see if you're on the right track, especially in technology, is how soon after your announcement are you sued? And sure enough, Essential has got a lawsuit on their hands. So basically the company Spigen, I don't know how to pronounce that, S-P-I-G-E-N, they have the trademark for Essential from a trademark filing of August 2016 for a range of battery packs and chargers. They've also got some Bluetooth headphones. The charge is that Essential being a smartphone company is too similar and confusing to the products that Spigen already sell. They sent a cease and desist from any and all uses of marks, including the term Essential. Now, Essential, the smartphone company, had its registration of the term Essential refused, and one could assume it's because of this conflict, and yet Essential moved forward anyway. And Essential, the smartphone company, says, and I don't know if these are Andy's words or not, so maybe we shouldn't do the Andy mouth, but they say, you know, threat letters are commonplace in our sector. While Spigen's or Spigen's prerogative to make assertions, Essential believes that we are without merit and will respond appropriately. So, you know, they're gonna challenge it. You gotta imagine that they knew that this would come. Like they couldn't have been surprised by this once they went live. Their lawyers must have been at the ready. So who knows? And if trademark lawsuits aren't or more boring for you, you want something more exciting, here's an actual photo of the Essential phone in real life. Not a render or not any cutesy website stuff. It's actually in Mark Gurman's hands. It exists. It's real. And yeah, it's wacky. Derek, what do you think of the Essential phone, this trademark lawsuit, as well as the phone in general?
Well, given how they reacted, it sounds like the trademark lawsuit is the modern equivalent of the first dollar bill that you put on the wall of your new store that you opened when you have your first sale. So I guess in that case, then they're glad to have it.
They're going to frame this.
Right. Yeah. Yes. In terms of the phone, at first it's easy when you cover this industry to get immune to all the hyperbole and the grand pronouncements about how everything is going to be the greatest new thing ever and it's going to change the world and this is the best phone in history. But when I looked at the details, I'm actually pretty excited for the Essential phone because it's like right at that pixel level, maybe a step above of where the hardware is really, really good and you're getting an unblemished version of Android. So I'm actually excited to see where they take it. And also, it sounds like they're not planning on that this is going to, you know, blow out the door when it comes to sales. They know that this is probably a niche market at first. It's going to be for people who want a high-end phone, who want a high-end Android phone. So given some of the things I read about it, I think that they're realistic in terms of how they're approaching the market. Some of the other Essential hardware, the smart home stuff, I'm a little up in the air about. But in terms of the phone, I'm really excited to see where it goes.
Yeah, I'm curious to see the home device as well. Because, man, I mean, and then Apple has their home device. Everybody's getting on that bandwagon right now. It's going to be a crowded category here in another year.
It's been a week since the Essential announcement, and I know I was very excited last week about it.
Have you calmed down? Have you settled down a little bit?
Well, my excitement level has dropped as I'm anxiously awaiting a release date for the green color, for the ocean blue or ocean green color that they have. They still haven't announced it. There's only black and white. If that fourth color was available, I think I would have put my money down on it by now. So I'm right there with you, Derek. I think this phone is I haven't spent that amount of money on a phone yet. You know, like I haven't really, you know, like I didn't pull the trigger on the Pixel. You know, my Nexbit Robin was, you know, more conservative in price, and other phones that I bought have been cheaper. But like all the features, the bezel, the lack of the bezel, the full screen, kind of the just everything about it, more I look at it, the more I'm excited about it. So I hope this trademark ruling doesn't get in the way of me getting my hands on that color.
Has the notch of the front facing camera, has that like seasoned well over the past week for you?
I like it. I think it's good. It looks different. I like things that look different.
That's true. It does look different. It just kind of looks unintentional. Like it looks, I don't know. It bothers me for whatever reason. I don't know.
Well, to me, it looks super intentional. like they didn't want to cover the camera or not have the glass go all the way to the top. I don't know how else they could have done that though. I mean, I don't like unless you can get a camera lens that can see through the display glass. What else can you do?
That's
you
know? What Andy Rubin needed to do. He failed. He dropped
now,
the ball.
If they were able to do one without a front-facing camera, I would have gotten that too because I'd never used my front-facing camera.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I'm not a teenage girl. But.
No selfies, no face swapping?
No face swapping, absolutely.
All right, well, thankfully there's a face swapping story and I gave it to me because I know you're not a face swapper.
I know, I noticed that.
That's why I swap your face. Yeah. With apps and so, you don't do
so with this trademark lawsuit though like all that's going to happen is they're going to settle right I mean that's what else can happen
yeah I mean I have to imagine well I mean and when you're talking about trademark and this of this sort of the sort of thing that we're talking about right here is it easy to confuse the products like Spigen has you know, an essential brand. They aren't a smartphone company necessarily, but they make a lot of devices that work with smartphones. Is it easy for the general consumer to confuse the brand of Essential with, you know, that is a smartphone company with their kind of sub brand of Essential, which are things that you use with a smartphone? Do either of you think that line is too similar? Like I know in other cases this has happened. It's like, yeah, but you're clearly not in the same market, so of course they can coexist. They're totally in the same market, just different parts of it. Is that close enough, do you think?
Without having legal background, I don't want to necessarily like render judgment on it, but I
we speculate all the time, Derek. It's okay. Welcome to the show.
All right. My suspicion is that Essential's argument is going to be that, look, I don't think that anyone is going to walk into a store and see the Essential phone and go, wait, is this an Essential Spigen device or is this Essential new Essential smartphone? I mean, it doesn't seem like something that has a lot of merit. And probably if this wasn't backed by Andy Rubin and probably some of the money he was able to get behind it, you might not have even seen this come to be. I mean, who knows? But it just sounds like one of those things that the company is just trying to protect its name, protect its interests.
Yeah.
But for the regular consumer, I doubt that it is going to actually make a difference.
I mean, if you're speaking, you have to do this, of course.
Yeah, you have to protect the trademark or you lose it, right? But Derek, I think you made a great point, though, is that it's not like anyone's going to walk into a store and mistake a Spigen case for an Essential phone because the Essential phone won't be in the store.
That's true. That's a really good point.
Right. So, I mean, I don't know how long that lasts or if they have plans to do that. But right now, that's not going to happen in a Best Buy. So,
yeah. But they, you know, they'll discuss that in the case too. What is the long term plan, and if then that happens, then what is the overlap?